T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to the Cubs battle for the NL Central here.
Swing and a miss. Strike three and the Cubs win the ball game. A blazing fastball. Listen to this crowd.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We've got a lot of people we want to thank. Definitely thank Brian Gertz for getting us on Twitch. What a wonderful thing to have all the Twitchers commenting, especially we mentioned soccer for about, I don't know, 35 seconds.
About.
We're told to shut up. That's nice. Want to thank Sean Sears for his great contribution. I want to thank Bob Vasilopoulos for just being my friend, if I may do that, Bobby.
I like Bobby V. Can I thank him too?
Man. Why don't you take a moment and just thank him for being
thank
my
you,
friend?
Bobby. Thank you for being Molly's friend.
Okay. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening today on this Tuesday.
It's wonderful. And, our executive producer, his name is Dustin William Rhodes.
Well, the magician just turned two outs into three.
That's pretty funny. And Ray Diaz. Ray, I'm going to get emotional thanking you. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
And now we are, I believe, contractually required to talk to Dan Bernstein, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's with the Bobby V shout out?
What do you mean?
I'm just curious.
He's my friend. Don't you have a friend?
I don't know, I guess.
Why don't you thank your friend?
he's great. I mean, he was, when I was at Channel 2 in the summer of 89, when I was interning in news planning, he was like a larger-than-life sports producer guy.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, just so much energy and everywhere, and that was like the swaggering days of the Channel 2 sports department, too, and you had Johnny Morris and Howard Sudbury, and I think Jiggets was doing weekends there, and they had like five different producers, and he was at the center of everything.
He's a great man, Bob. So back off.
Stay away. What's going on today, Dan?
I love hearing Mark Gannis.
Yeah.
Wasn't he great?
Smart guy.
Yeah. You know, he's very lucid. He just puts everything very clearly. And the way I don't say this often. I am proud of this sports city and the way that we're in large part reacting to this Bears stuff. I think we've come a long way. We've grown up. I think we're a smarter sports city.
Because you think people agree with you? Is that the idea?
No, I don't. I necessarily. I just think that people are handling the idea of a Bears move to the suburbs without any kind of panic, with an understanding that it could benefit everybody.
Well, didn't you vow never go to a game because you're sitting on your couch?
It's not really a vow. It's just that it doesn't matter for me. Because
so it doesn't apply. So why are you passing judgment on how others feel about it?
I just think it means we've come a long way from people saying you can't move the colonnades because the colonnades represent the troops or whatever that gobbledygook was that ended up with that horrible stadium and forcing people into these sort of entrenched political positions. And now people are like, sure, hey, okay, they want to put it out there, that's fine, and maybe there's something in it for us too.
Well, I also think that part of it is because perhaps that since that happened, they have recognized and realized just how limiting that was,
right?
And how confined Soldier Field is as a stadium, and it deprives you of certain other things that fans want to, you know, consider, which like Super Bowls or NCAA championships or Final Fours. And yeah, I mean, that's not the only reason, but I think that's part of it.
I think it's because they drafted Justin Fields.
Well, that's the other part of it that I don't people have talked about. But there's an enthusiasm about the Bears as a team, as an organization. I just think there's a vibe here that is a very positive, that it feels very new.
And I think it was pointed out, too, if the announcement today of their partnership with Bet Rivers, I think it was John Greenberg of The Athletic where I saw this on my Twitter feed, the largest owner of Bet Rivers is Churchill Downs, which owns the Arlington property. So I don't know how some of these bid evaluations are being done, but it may just be that there's already some synergy in effect. You don't really have to squint to see some of these lines being drawn.
No, I mean, that was almost, I don't want to say predictable, but it certainly fell in line with what everything else going on. And so it would make a lot of sense if there is some sort of connection there.
And there was going to be a sports book there anyway. And so if you're making Bears World and then you have a Bears and Bet Rivers branded big brick and mortar sports book, it'd be perfect.
That's why I the only thing I really objected to this whole characterization of how, when this first came out, whether it was the mayor or other people commenting on it, that this was some sort of negotiating ploy.
Right.
No, it's not.
No.
Because if it were a ploy, it would be with the intent of staying at Soldier Field. And I really don't think the Bears are trying to improve Soldier Field so they can stay there or sweeten their lease so they can make it more affordable.
Right.
They want to move on and own their own stadium wherever it may be.
Right. And if, in fact, it turns out to be a piece of a negotiation with the city for a different site for them to actually stay in Chicago and build and have everything they want in Chicago, that's possible, too. But this was a no-brainer. And you guys asked the question, like, just even if you have the land and you don't do anything yet, or you just have it as an asset, it improves the value of your organization and how attractive you are if you ever wanted to sell. I mean, it's an investment, and it's what businesses do. I thought the mayor's statement was absolutely tone deaf, and I thought it seemed like that statement came from 20 years ago. And I know she's a Meatball Bears fan and is proud of that, but the response was anticipating the public response that never came. Like, I think she thought she was speaking for an old aggrieved constituency that doesn't seem to exist anymore. It was a real miscalculation, I thought. I thought it was really out of step with the way people really feel.
It's because Aaron Rodgers is leaving Green Bay. All references to that have to end.
It was impulsive. It was a bit petulant, and it didn't reflect, I think, the tone that you would have hoped for in an ongoing conversation. And that's what this is going to be. So, yeah, and it didn't really, you know, elevate anybody's discussion on this. So no, I would agree with you.
Yeah, it was kind of like a weird flex, but okay. Like, you just like, oh well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact the Bears were a bit surprised at the tone.
It wasn't a politician receiving bad advice. It was a politician receiving no advice.
Yeah, well said. Because there was no need for it. And when in fact the rubber meets the road here with some of this stuff and some of these deadlines, we don't even know if they're going to win the bid. I mean, I assume they're
going to
win
the bid. They're going to win the bid,
yeah.
Dan.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know why.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think they make that announcement this morning. I don't think that they make the announcement the other day if they didn't have a really good sense that they were winning this bid. Right?
How much is the bid?
It's a good question.
I should bid. $5 American.
$1.
$1 million.
Right, without going over. Right, so you're gonna get out of technicality. It ends up being Mulligan World.
I would keep the racetrack. That's what I do.
You'd lose your ass.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not mine anyway. The bank owns it. The company store.
There's so much land. It's so much property.
326? Is that 326
acres?
Oh,
my God. I mean, if anyone's ever seen the back of the place, and we talked about this before, it just is endless. That is such a giant expanse of property. I mean, I don't even know what you'd do. How would you – you'd have to put up like a whole new neighborhood. There'd be tons of room for everything.
You could do residential. Where do you live?
Bears.
I live in Bears, Illinois.
Bears.
1920 Championship Drive.
Wait till you see those City Connect shirts. Dan, Bears. What have you, Bears, what have you today?
A lot of baseball talk. We are going to hear from all of the principals in their own words about how the Cubs handled the what had to be sort of a mandatory benching of Javier Baez. You got to do it when you're in that position. I thought, in general, it was well handled and well explained. Craig Calcaterra is going to take us around baseball. I have a quirky NFL stat comp that is going to blow your mind. And it blew mine, and I thought, whoa, I got to bring this to the air. Midday Midway at 10:40, Joe Sheehan will talk some baseball. Then at 11:25, Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash is going to join us to break down the Supreme Court ruling on NCAA and amateurism, what it does, what it doesn't do, and what it portends for the future.
Have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Bears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.